Good afternoon and welcome to this fourth episode of my podcast, of Inglese Vero Podcast. It's 6.50 now, 6.50 p.m., of course, because I said good afternoon, and it's the 4th of April, 2019. Why did I say 6.50? Because at school they teach you it's 10 to 7. Well, because 10 to 7 is it's one correct way to say the time, but sometimes when you speak fast, you have to calculate 10 to 7, half past 6, quarter 2, you don't remember, you just read the time as it's in the watch. So 6.50 instead of 10 to 7. Of course, the two of them are correct, but 6.50 is more easy, is easier and more immediate, I'd say. The other thing I want to say about the time is that you don't say 18, like in Italian, le diciotto, but you say 6 all the time. You never say 18. You always convert the time into the easy mode, so 6. If you want to precise, to specify whether it's the afternoon or the morning, you can say 6.50 in the morning, 6.50 in the afternoon, or 6.50 p.m. or a.m. The only environment where you use 18.50 is the military environment. So only in that context you can say it's the official time, like for example 20.30, 18.50, but that's only the military environment, which I don't think you and I will be talking English very soon anyway. So what's the topic of today? The topic of today is conversation. A conversation in English usually starts with the same small talk all the time. Whether your conversation will be a business English conversation, or a fun conversation with friends, or a conversation about an exam with a teacher or a professor at university, whatever the conversation, before the actual topic, you will always cover a couple of standard topics, let's say, which is called small talk. Small talk, which is a little talk, means that it's a talk about non-important stuff, non-important matters. Usually the small talk, it's about the weather, typically British, and the talk is about the latest news on the news, on TV. After that, you could talk about your personal interests, about some hobbies, personal interests, or some opinions. And after that, all the time, you speak about the topic of the actual conversation. If it's business, you start talking about business. If it's friendship, you start talking about your friendship, and you start talking about gossiping, whatever you want to talk about. Anyway, let's start talking about the weather, which is the first topic of small talk all around the world, especially in Britain, because in Britain and Ireland, the weather is very variable. It changes all the time. So the weather is a very interesting topic of conversation, because it's always interesting, never bored, never boring. You never get bored about the weather in the UK and in Ireland. So it's windy and warm. It's springtime, so the winter has finished. Now it's spring, and we're starting to become more like summer weather. So it's warm, it's a sunnier day, but the weather is very variable. So sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's windy, sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's a clear sky, sometimes it's sunny. So it's like more British weather, spring in Italy. Spring in Italy is more like British weather for me. So today it's windy and cloudy, and it's going to rain very soon because I felt a few drops of rain on my face entering home. So I love this weather because I know for certain that it's a temporary weather. So I'm not about, oh my God, it's gonna be bad weather for the rest of my life. And it reminds me of when I lived in Dublin, in Ireland, when this weather was all year round. So all year round was sunny for 5 minutes, raining for 10 minutes, windy all the time, and then sunny again, and raining again, and then cloudy, and then clear skies, and then cold, and then warm. And oh my God, it was so, so changing that I remember one morning I got up, look out at the window, I saw clear sky, sunny, no wind. So I got out of the rear door, and then it was windy and rainy. I'm not joking. It was after 10 minutes, and from the other side of the house, the weather was completely different. One side of the house was raining and windy, and the other side of the house was sunny and clear skies. It was really, really like shocking experience for me. But then I learned my lesson that you never look at the sky to understand the weather, because it's gonna change in 5 minutes anyway. So apart from this little story of mine, which maybe is not interesting for you, so I love this weather today because I know it's going to be warm very soon. Summer is coming, a couple of months, and it's gonna be summer again. And in Italy, summer is kind of guaranteed. So I love this weather. I can't wait for the warm on my face, the warm winds, to go to the beach, have a swim, and oh my God, wear shorts all day, wear a vest, wear sandals, and not wearing warm coats and jackets all the time for the rest of the summer, and at least for 3 or 4 months. Oh my God, I can't wait for that. So this was the part of the conversation where you speak about the weather. Of course, in this time you just heard me talking about the weather, but imagine that this conversation is two ways. So you talk about the weather, the other person comments, and then you ask questions. Oh, you like the weather like this? Oh no, I prefer this, I prefer that. And then, so the same conversation I've been doing now with you, it can be done live with someone else. So just take this conversation, this podcast, as an example where you can take notes and you can practice on your own. As you can see, you don't need another person to speak English to practice English. You can practice English on your own, because now to my smartphone, and I have my cat on my lap and I'm speaking to my cat. I'm sure he doesn't understand a word of what I'm saying, but I'm practicing my English. Even though I don't have anybody to reply, I don't have anybody to correct, but it doesn't matter, because practice is practice. It doesn't matter whether you're perfect or you're not perfect. I remember when I practiced at university, I practiced my English, and I used to practice my English, and oh my God, I made so many mistakes. A lot more mistakes than now, and it didn't matter, because practice is practice. I became more fluent, and then when I studied English on the books, of course I worked on my accuracy, on my grammar, but spoken practice, it's just about practice. So take your phone, record your practice, your conversation, and just listen to yourself or do whatever you want anyway. You can record a podcast of your own if you like. So, second most common topic is politics or the news. I prefer the news to politics, although the news are usually about politics. Anyway, a piece of news which has been very, very popular in the last few months, internationally, I mean, it's the Brexit. So in this period, in these days especially, the Brexit has become a very hot topic of conversation for a lot of people, especially on the news. If you watch the news, I don't know, the Italian news, but I watch the international news, and they talk about the Brexit every day. I see Theresa May speaking. I see Theresa May speaking at the parliament. I can see a lot of people giving opinions. They agree, they don't agree about Brexit, on Brexit. But anyway, I don't understand what's really going on about Brexit, because what I understand is that they need a deal to close and to go and to leave Europe, to leave the European community, the European Union. But I don't know. I think they haven't met this agreement. They haven't found an agreement. So they don't know what to do. And nobody understands what's going on. And how am I supposed to understand what's going on myself? Anyway, I think the Brexit deal, it's a very interesting fact, because independently, I don't care whether, it's a good choice, a bad choice, or Britain is going to leave the EU or not going to leave the EU, but I think it's an interesting aspect, because nobody ever dared to leave the EU, and Britain is going to do it, and I think it's an interesting process. It will teach us something, because people say, oh, it's a bad idea, some people say it's a good idea. We'll only know if it's good or bad only when we've seen the results. So I'm curious to see the results of Brexit, and I can't wait to see what it will be like. Maybe Britain will be so happy that other countries will follow their example. Anyway, after this, I think it's time to go to get started into the actual conversation of the conversation, actual topic of the conversation. So if the conversation was meant to be business, now it would be the time to, okay, let's get to our business and let's talk about our subject topic. If it's friends, let's talk about our friendship, or let's talk about, oh, do you know this, do you know that, and then the conversation can go on for longer time, maybe hours. So after these 10-12 minutes of warm-up, of small talk, then you can go on your own. So the main topic of this podcast was the small talk, the conversation, the initial conversation, and the two main topics of small talk are the weather and the news. So I hope I've given you some good ideas to practice. I hope you enjoy this podcast, and see you on the other side. Grazie per aver ascoltato questo episodio del podcast di Inglese Vero. A seconda del tuo livello, ti consiglio di riascoltare il podcast più e più volte per poter capire meglio, ma soprattutto per poter farci l'orecchio. Ogni persona che intervisto ha un modo di parlare inglese diverso dall'altra e serve un po' di tempo per farci l'abitudine. Se il podcast ti è piaciuto e ti è sembrato interessante, aiutami a diffonderlo condividendolo con i tuoi amici e soprattutto lasciandomi un commento. Mi aiuterai così a poter proseguire e fare altre interviste sempre più utili, interessanti e, perché no, anche divertenti. Inoltre, scarica la rivista digitale gratuita Update Selection dal mio sito www.inglesevero.it se vuoi mantenere il tuo inglese e praticarlo in modo concreto, o in modo vero, come lo chiamo io. Nel sito troverai anche numerosi video, contenuti e curiosità per il tuo inglese vero. Thank you very much and see you on the other side.